Today's Warm 101.3, where every Monday at this time we find an organization doing wonderful things in Rochester and shed a light on them. And a few weeks ago, a woman by the name of Amanda Rodriguez won something on our show. So we, of course, making conversation. We say, so what do you do? She says, well, I'm off to work. Where's that? Well, Girls Rock Camp. And I said, ooh, what's that? And so, Amanda, good morning. What's that?
We're a 501c non-for-profit. We're music education based. We started off as really a grassroots camp for young kids, young girls, and members of the LGBTQ plus community, ages 8 to 16. Mm-hmm. And since we've evolved, this is our 11th year, and we've evolved, and now we went from 1 week of camp to 3. We have a jumpstart program for kids ages 5 to 7, and then we also have Pride Rock Camp, which is for the LGBTQ plus kids. And all the programs are designed really to teach the children how to channel themselves musically, how to write music, how to perform in a band setting. We give them performance technique and business techniques, you know, in order for them to be able to market themselves and kind of be a little bit more DIY about how they navigate their musical journey.
And I'm going to guess you play a whole bunch of musical instruments.
I myself do. Yes, I love it. It's a piano is my main instrument, but I'm a music addict, so I play a bunch of other stuff too. I sing, I play guitar and violin and bass.
So now do you teach instruments there, you know, lessons there, or is it just for kids who already know how to play stuff?
It's interesting. So we have a mixture of kids. Really, I mean, our driving mission and goal is really to put music in the hands of anybody who maybe never felt like they had access to it. So, you know, being a 501c non-for-profit, the benefit of that is we offer financial aid. So for those families that can't afford music or can't afford to get a piano or an instrument for their child, we offer that instrument to them. We offer them instruction, and we teach them. We give them the tools to make music a part of their life. We want to see these kids, their confidence grow, and for them to be the next generation of rock stars, you know. But I think it's beyond just making everybody a rock star for us. I look at it from the wellness and mental health side, and also from, you know, a place where people feel like they have a safe place to exercise their creativity, to exercise who they really are, right, and to not feel judged or scared to try right, things on their own.
Be free to be me. So do you get state funding, or how do you, because obviously this takes money, so how do you, is it people donations? How does that work?
Everything pretty much between grant writing and donations, that's pretty much what we run off of. Okay. So we're always accepting donations. We offer things year-round, and all of our programming, you know, like as we're running these events, like we always are accepting donations. We try not to put a price on anything, right, but every little bit helps us.
I'm going to guess you have a website.
We do. It's girlsrockrochester.org.
Girls Rock Camp, Amanda Rodriguez, continued success, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. All appreciate you guys.
Of course. If there's an organization that you'd like me to highlight, drop an email, Tony at warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth on Warm 101.3.